Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. With the stay-at-home order in Illinois, many of us have been looking for some new activities around the house or maybe out in the garden. WILL and Illinois Newsroom reporter Christine Herman, a regular guest here on the 21st, says she's been out in her garden with her kids and brings us this interview.
Mommy, what's a kinder hole for the pumpkins to go? That's what I almost do.
What's your favorite part of working in the garden?
Pulling out the weeds. Oh, I can't get out. And working on a hole for the pumpkins to go.
What are the pumpkin seeds going to grow into?
Pumpkins. I think like 10.
No, throwing dirt. No throwing dirt.
It's gonna rain. Well, let's go inside. It's getting dark.
Thank you to reporter Christine Herman for that adorable interview from her garden, Pumpkins with the Pumpkins. We'd love it if you would share your quarantine projects. Send us an email at talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow. You can tweet us at 21stshow or use the hashtag StayAtHomeIL. We're rounding them up for a segment later this week. For now, if you're hoping to get started gardening like Christine and are wondering what might grow well in your yard or maybe in your window, we're joined by two expert gardeners. Ella Maxwell is a horticulturalist at Hare Nursery in Peoria, Illinois. We're also joined by Annette Donnelly, a volunteer master gardener and master naturalist for the University of Illinois Extension in Champaign. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
Annette, from your personal experience, do you find that gardening can be beneficial in a stressful time like this?
Absolutely. And it's a great way for my kids and I. I've got a 10-year-old and a 12, almost 13-year-old. It's a great way for me and my boys to be outside together doing something active. And we really enjoy that.
And same question. What about you, Ella? Do you get a sort of zen satisfaction out of gardening?
Yeah, I think so. I think most people really enjoy being outside. And as a horticulturist, I'm also a plant collector. So I'm involved in different plant societies and groups. And so I want to grow what I see when I'm out visiting, you know, at an arboretum or a city garden or wherever it might be. So, you know, I'm always looking for something new, and then I'm trying to keep alive what I bring home.
You know, and that we see on social media, you know, people are doing these sort of quarantine projects, a lot of baking bread, but we see a lot of images of people in their gardens where maybe in previous years they didn't feel they had time. As a master gardener, do you have people reaching out to you now, friends, family, asking for advice? That maybe because they're at home more interested in getting back in the garden?
Yeah, we've got a lot of, we've got a kind of a robust social media group and a good online community reaching out to each other, what to start growing and such. And one project that I think is really interesting is herbs. So if you can buy a lot of the herbs in the grocery store now that are already started and put them in your windowsill, one project that we like to do every year is with parsley. Start them in the sill, just on the windowsill, then put them in the garden, and the swallowtails come. So we like to raise swallowtails every year, which is really fun. You can see them go through their little instar processes on the parsley once we put them outside, and then we have swallowtail butterflies every year.
Very nice. So I understand that you specialize in something called pollinator perennials, and I think what exactly is a pollinator perennial? Let's start with that.
So those are perennial flowers, and we have the extension here in Illinois has designated pollinator pockets, and that's when you have five or more pollinator-friendly flowers like bee balm and Buddleia and Echinacea. A lot of these are prairie plants. I'm a new beekeeper, so I'm very keen on having pollinator-friendly flowers for all of our pollinator insects, our native bees and our honeybees and butterflies. And anybody can do this. You can start your seeds now indoors. You can go to one of our great nurseries and or buy plants that are already started. And the perennial flowers mean that you don't have to plant them every year. They'll survive through our zone 5B winters and come up year after year.
What are some of the benefits? Are there environmental benefits to these type of plants?
So many. They will help your soil improve. They're great for the pollinators. You know, as I mentioned, insects and butterflies. And also, I think, are just great for your mood in general. Who doesn't love walking down the street and seeing all these flowers in full bloom? And they also sequester carbon and put it back into the soil.
And do you have any specific plants? If people are just starting out, you know, they may be feeling a little overwhelmed. Is there something you recommend for people who just kind of want to get into this for the first time?
Well, for people that are just starting, there are some of our native prairie plants are very easy, like Echinacea, which coneflower is the common name. Also, there's sedum, so many sedums you can grow. August Joy is one that's very, very easy. Or succulents. A lot of people have succulents in their houses that they've been growing all winter. As soon as it gets a little warmer, you can just pop them outside. Bulbs come up year after year. If you've got bulbs or you're going to give some of the bulbed house plants for Easter, you can put those outside when it gets a little warmer, and they'll come up year after year.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to The 21st. We're speaking with Ella Maxwell, a horticulturalist at Hare Nursery in Peoria, and that was just Annette Donnelly, a volunteer master gardener and naturalist at the University of Illinois Extension. If you have any questions for our guests, please give us a call, 800-222-945. You can also tweet us at 21st Show. Ella, I want to ask, your nursery and garden center, Hare Nursery, is closed right now. Because it's not considered an essential business. But are there places people can still get plants or seeds?
Oh, yeah, there are. We are actually open to commercial sales, and our stone market is open for bark deliveries and, like, soil pickups, but we can't be open with our garden center with retail customers. But the big box stores do have plant material. They are able to be open. There's been seeds in the stores for the last 2 months now. Certainly can still order online. And as far as working outside, because I'm on a limited work schedule now, my garden has never really looked better because I've had time to, you know, clean off and tidy up and label and mulch. And, you know, I'm working outside because I don't want to sit in my house and worry about things.
Yeah, yeah. What about for people who maybe want to get started indoors, Ella? Do you have any recommendations for getting started with indoor gardening?
Oh, certainly. As far as indoors goes, there's lots of houseplants. So if you haven't really gardened with houseplants before, most of them in your home, the temperatures are just perfect for the houseplants. You don't have to worry about cooling or anything, but it's light and water. And those are the two things that you have to, you know, over time you'll become more proficient with. Most of the houseplants that you see in the stores, you want to make sure that you read the label. They are low light tolerant, and the quality of the light inside the home, the poorest quality is, you know, in the center of the room. So you want to locate these by the window or, you know, on the windowsill. So there's a lot of houseplants you can grow. Watering, I recommend a schedule. I put a calendar on my fridge And I usually, most of my plants just need watering once a week. There are some other ones maybe a little bit different. But if you really are getting into gardening now, just like Annette said, with the herbs that are already started to grow that you can find at the grocery store, you can repot those. But you can also start a lot of seeds. And one thing that you can check is the internet has tremendous amount of information, but microgreens, that's something that I've grown. You can just use a small volume of soil. You use a lot of seeds, and what you're doing is you're sprouting them, and then within most of them take less than a week to germinate, and then you're eating these sprouts with your salad. They could be like beet greens, could be chard, radishes, different things like that. You're just eating the green part. You can just snip them off with the scissors, and you know, you've added something to your diet.
And it sounds like it could save people a trip to the grocery store at this time when we're trying to minimize that.
Not enough there, but
well, maybe
not
then.
You can purchase a lot of these seeds, you know, packages where you're getting them, you know, so many, four for a dollar or maybe a dollar a package. And it's just kind of fun to do. And then you can compost them after you probably can cut them twice. But I think the microgreens are kind of fun. And, of course, I've started some tomatoes now to set out for later. You can start peppers. You probably would have already wanted to start some of the cold crops like cabbage and kale and things like that, but you can still do that. There's going to be plenty of time.
Annette, do you have any advice about any easier herbs to grow, either indoors or outdoors?
I think just like she said, there's a lot of things you can start. You can start basil. Chives are a fun one. You can start some vegetables if you've got small children, you know, like beans, bush beans, with a wet cotton ball in a plastic bag so that kids can see them sprout before you put them into a little pot with soil and, you know, finish growing them indoors. There's just a lot of really fun things that you can do, especially now that a lot of us are homeschooling our kids and working at home. Right, trying to juggle a lot of different things at the same time. I think that there are some really fun things that you can do that are just simple, and nature is just wondrous. And so if we can find a way to incorporate some of these activities and watch some of these things happen just on our kitchen windowsill, it's really a neat thing to do.
That was volunteer master gardener and naturalist with the University of Illinois Extension, Annette Donnelly. We've also been joined by Ella Maxwell, a horticulturalist at Hare Nursery in Peoria. I want to thank you both so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is the time we have for today's 21st show. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be interviewing the President of the Illinois Senate, Don Harmon, on what is next for the Illinois General Assembly, which essentially has had its spring session largely derailed so far by the coronavirus. Also want to make a note, yesterday on our program, we had a reporter's roundtable. One of the panelists was Molly Parker with a Southern Illinoisan newspaper. She mentioned that she is one of three reporters covering 16 counties in Southern Illinois. And they've been doing great work down there and in difficult circumstances. Unfortunately, this morning she tweeted that she and her colleagues have been issued furlough notices. So now that means that there'll be two reporters instead of three. The difficulties faced by local media at this time when we need news more than ever is something that we are going to be continuing to follow here on the show. If you have thoughts about that or anything else, please get in touch with us. We're putting together a gallery of people's quarantine projects. We just talk about gardening, but people are doing all kinds of other things. Home improvement, baking bread, maybe picking up an instrument they haven't played in a while. Please send us your photos. You can email those to talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. You can also tweet us @21stshow. Please use the hashtag #StayAtHomeIL. You can also find our show on our website, 21stshow.org. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, NPR One. Just search for The 21st. Our program is produced by Libby Foster and Anna Casey. Eunice Alpison is our intern. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Special thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. I'm Brian Mackey. This is The 21st. Thanks for listening.